Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, which is a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to 6 Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place in Fillmore in conjunction with the Territorial Statehouse Museum.
As the head of Millard County's 4-H horse program, Jenna Aldrich delves into the special relationship of horse and man.
I grew up in the 4-H program and I started when I was in fourth grade. So when we moved down here in Fillmore, I knew I had to get back in 4-H. They offered me the job and I said, of course I will. I love the combination of kids and animals. The skills that we can teach them in the arena with a horse, if they can successfully maneuver a 1,000-pound animal through a tight pattern, then imagine what they can do in the classrooms at school. Imagine what they can do in their relationships with their friends and with their families. They have to learn discipline, diligence, responsibility, patience. Of course, when they get to the competitions, they want to win. But it takes time to get there. And we meet every Thursday and we ride for about 2 hours. I always tell these kids that if they don't go home and practice, and it's not going to gain anything. Just once a week for a couple hours is not going to do you any good. Really and truly, if a horse is going to stay well-conditioned on the top of their game, they should be getting worked 4 to 5 days a week for at least an hour. One of my favorite exercises, you just take them out onto a flat and just put them on a long trot and just let them trot and let them open up their stride and take as big long steps as they can at a trot, which would be comparable to a marathon pace, so that they're covering a lot of ground, but they're not overexerting themselves. The rider is either standing up in their stirrups or posting. A trot is a two-beat gait, and so the horse's diagonal legs are working together, so the rider's hips and pelvis is moving up and down out of the saddle with that movement. By doing that movement, they are getting up off the horse's back. If they were to stay sitting, they would end up bouncing really hard on the horse's back. When you have a young child that wants to start riding, you're looking at about $1,200 a month for feed and care. Veterinary bills, your farrier. Horses have to have their feet redone every 6 to 8 weeks. Horses usually, on average, drink 10 gallons of water a day. My little boys, my oldest is 2, and I put him on a horse every chance that I get. What I recommend is you should go and get your older babysitter, old Dobbin kind of horse, as I like to call them, and they will take care of your kid. And once that child starts learning how to ride, how to sit properly, how to be safe on the ground with their horse, they build confidence. Horses speak a language. I was probably about 11, and this was the first horse that I had, and we had other horses at the time, but he was my horse. And I remember one day I was out there sobbing about something, and my old gelding came up behind me and he just laid his head over my shoulder. They do speak to us if we are willing to watch and to listen. And people that are more patient and willing to respond and to give those same kind of signals back, I think you could call them horse whispers.
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support for Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.